Welcome to the UniConnect podcast. We're here to keep you connected to all things university.
Hi, I'm Charlotte, and welcome to episode one. I'm here with Claire. Hi, Claire.
Hi everybody, welcome, thanks for joining us. Charlotte, what are we talking about today?
So today we are going to talk about how to apply to university. So we're going to cover the main things that you need to think about when you're applying. We're going to have a chat about our own experiences of applying, and we're also going to have a special guest from Leeds City College. How did you find applying to university, Claire?
Yeah, I found it hard actually. There's lots of things to consider. My main things that I wanted to consider were moving away from home, what course you're doing, what career that's going to propel you into. And I think, you know, considering entry requirements was a really big thing for me. So I studied A-levels at sixth form. And I knew that I didn't want to continue to study in that kind of way, which some people, they absolutely will, they're suited to that way of learning. But I knew I needed something that was really hands-on, and that kind of went alongside my entry requirements, because I really struggled to make my entry requirements. So I had to pick up another, in those days we had AS levels, so I could gain some extra points that way. But, you know, it was a big consideration and a learning curve, I think, trying to make the entry requirements that made me realise that, you know, I needed to study in a different way. So my course, yeah, was very creative and taught in a way that you know, I did advertising. So, you know, I'd have to pitch briefs, and it was very work focused, and quite, you know, I developed a lot of employability skills through my degree. Charlotte, I know you studied a very different subject from me. How did you find picking the course?
Yeah, so I studied sociology, and it was quite a long process deciding what I wanted to study, because I knew what I enjoyed studying and I knew what I was interested in, but I didn't study sociology at school, I didn't study it for an A-level, so actually it was a completely new subject, which I didn't really know a lot about, so it was about making sure that you've looked into the actual content of the course and making sure that, you know, it is covering what you're interested in. So yeah, mainly doing your research and having a chat with the students on the course, going along to open days, speaking to the people who are actually going to be teaching you. It's also good to think about kind of where you want to study. Do you want to be in a big city, or do you want to be somewhere more rural?
Because where did you study, in Leeds?
I studied in Leeds, so that was far away from home, but it was only kind of an hour and a half, 2 hours from where I'm from.
Absolutely, and, you know, open days, they are still existing, you know, even in the current situation, you know, being in a more lockdown way of living at the moment, then they're happening on, you know, virtually, aren't they? So check out the UCAS website, because I know that they list all of the virtual opportunities that are going on at the moment. And I think that, like you say, Charlotte, I think that's the best way of, you know, making an informed choice, isn't it? Getting the information, figuring out if that suits what you want, and meets your, you know, career prospects. But ultimately, you need to be happy where you are, because it's, you know, a big experience, isn't it? It's, you know, yes, we're going there for the education, but it's also to gain life skills and growing confidence. So that is a really big consideration too. Here's our quick run through of our top tips for when you're applying to university. First of all, it's really important that you do your research. With over 40,000 different courses in the UK, it's really important that you go onto the university or college websites, read about the course modules, and make sure that they are of interest to you and that they are aligned to your career aspirations. As part of your research, it's also important to look into
the different types of institutions that you could study at. Some institutions will be on a campus and some will be in city centres, so attend open days where possible. At the moment, you can attend virtual open days, and these are listed on the UCAS website. You can choose up to 5 different courses at different institutions. If you're applying to the maximum of 5, that will at the moment cost you £26. If you're just applying for 1 course, that will at the moment cost you £20. Update information on costs can be found on the UCAS website. While doing your research, it's important to also look at the entry requirements and to check whether you need other experiences or other qualifications to be considered for the course. There are lots of different courses taught at different levels and some start at different times of the year, so make sure you look into this. All applications are made through UCAS, so you'd need to go to ucas.com where you would register and you would need to submit a buzzword that you will get from college or sixth form. This buzzword links your account to the college or sixth form that you're currently studying at, which is needed so that your tutors can add your reference. Once you've chosen what courses and institutions you want to study at, it is then where you would start your application. Your UCAS application will involve entering personal details, selecting the institutions and courses you want to apply for, entering your education and qualifications. Some of this might be predicted, which is absolutely fine. They'll also ask you to detail your employment and volunteering history before then submitting your personal statement. You would then submit this for your references to be added by the college or sixth form that you're studying at, and then it would be sent to UCAS, who then distribute it to the institutions that you've applied to. For more information about writing a personal statement, you can visit our Instagram account at @LCCUniConnect or tune in next week where we'll be covering this in more detail. Finally, it's really important that you're mindful of the deadlines. Your college or sixth form might set internal deadlines so that your personal statements can be checked and references can be added, but the application deadlines through UCAS are the 1st of October if you're applying to a conservatoire or some music courses, the 15th of October for health-related courses and applications for Cambridge and Oxford, and for all other applications to other courses, it's the 15th of January. But make sure you find out what your college or sixth form deadlines are so that you don't miss getting your references added. Next, we're going to hear from Joel, a Leeds City College student, and he's talking about his experience when applying to uni.
Thank you so much for speaking to us today. I know that you've got an offer for business law, so congratulations on that. Did you know that business law was the course you wanted to study when you first started thinking about university?
Business law wasn't the course I was looking forward to studying university. However, I made my research and I found out that business law was more likely to be my career path because of what I studied during my A-levels in college.
Brilliant. So did you do much research? Did you look at many different courses?
Yeah, I did a lot of research. I also asked a lot of people about the experiences, try and relate to them so I could find the best option for me.
Did you go to any open days then?
I did. I went to Birmingham. Then I was supposed to go to Nottingham, but like the day after lockdown happened, so I couldn't.
Bad timing. Yeah, no, well, that's great. It's great that you were doing your research and that you were going to open days when you could. So what do you think you got out of attending these open days?
I had the chance to see the city myself. I had the chance to speak to tutors, teachers, and see the facilities where I might go and study. Moreover, I would say that going to open days is also an opportunity to travel, to get out of your comfort zone and go outside your city and see other places. It's just part of life experience as well, going to different cities, speaking to people from the university you might attend and just enjoy yourself.
Did you look at the entry requirements of the courses?
Yes, I did look at the entry requirement. In fact, the university I got accepted in had a very high entry requirement. But like compared to London, where the entry requirement was very low, I was able to get into Nottingham, where the entry requirement is very high. And that is just hard work. It's when hard work pays off, you know what I mean? Because I worked very hard, and I think I deserved it to be going to Nottingham in September.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you obviously did a really good application. You really impressed them with that and with your predicted grades as well. So drawing on the application process, how did you find applying through UCAS?
I was very lucky to have good teachers who helped me out during the process of UCAS application. Most of the time I was at home working on it, but if I needed help, I was able to call my teachers. As I mentioned before, I asked people who went to university already, so I was able to complete the application with no struggle, and I was able to deliver on time. And
that's brilliant. So it sounds like you just did a lot of research, you took your time, you asked for help, which is really important as well. Thanks so much for talking with us today, Joel. Before we end today's episode, do you have any tips on applying or choosing where to apply to?
Tips, I would say apply to university if you are sure you're going to university. Do not go to university because you are pressured to. And just enjoy yourself because you have one life, and try to balance your life with social life, education, and take any opportunity that comes along the way, and good luck. That's it.
That's some great tips right there. Thank you. That's all for this week. If you'd like to stay connected in the meantime, you can follow us at our Instagram page, at LCC UniConnect. Next time, we're going to be covering personal statements, what you should include in them, and some great tips on how to start writing them, as well as welcoming another special guest. Thank you for listening. Bye for now.